doing Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. We're holding out the Mishnah Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The bottom of the page Lamed Vav Amid Beis says the Mishnah: Kol Mitzvah Sheitzuliyah Ba'aretz Eina Noheges Ela Ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that's in Eretz Yisrael mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to explain. Kol Mitzvah Sheitzuliyah Ba'aretz means any mitzvah that has to do with land, that has to do with the ground, only applies in the land of Israel. Doesn't apply in other lands. V'she'ena tuliya ba'aretz, but any mitzvah that does not involve land, for example, putting on tefillin, eating matzah, lighting ner Chanukah, any mitzvah that doesn't involve land, that doesn't involve agriculture, is noheg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. We observe those mitzvahs everywhere in the world, both Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Chutz, with the following exceptions, following two exceptions, mina orla u'kalayim, except for orla and klayim. Orla and klayim are both, are they agricultural mitzvahs or not agricultural mitzvahs? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are agricultural mitzvahs, so by rule they should only be observed in Eretz Yisrael, but these are exceptions to the rule. So we observe them even in Chutz La'aretz. Even though these are mitzvahs that have to do with the land, we observe them even in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Elazar says, Af ha-chadash. Chadash also what? So there are two ways to understand this. Either you can understand that Rabbi Elazar is saying that Chadash is also an exception to the rule, that Chadash is observed in Chutz La'aretz also, even though it's a agricultural-based mitzvah, or you could say that no, the Tanakhama thought Arla Klayim and Chadash are exceptions, and Rabbi Elazar says, no, Chadash actually follows the rule. So the Gemara is going to discuss which of those things Rabbi Elazar means, and obviously huge nafkamina whether Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz. So let's see. Might tluya umay she'ena tluya. First of all, what does the term mean? What does the term mean? Something that's tluya ba'aretz or not tluya ba'aretz? Ilema tluya d'chsiv babia. If tluya means that when the Torah describes the mitzvah, it says that you should do this mitzvah when you come into the land. Like, for example, the Torah tells us, V'chisavou el aretz v'yaki yaviyacha. Torah often describes, you're going to do this mitzvah when you get to Israel. So if that's what you mean by tliya ba'aretz, that the Torah says, you're going to do this mitzvah when you actually get to Eretz Yisrael, meaning the Gemara does not yet know that tliya ba'aretz means an agricultural mitzvah. The Gemara is trying to figure out what tliya ba'aretz means. So if it means that it's a mitzvah the Torah describes that we're going to do when we get there, v'she'ena tliya, and the mitzvah she'ena tliya ba'aretz is d'lo k'siv babia, is a mitzvah that the Torah never says anything about what? About coming into the land. Well, then we have a problem, because v'arei tefillin, u'peter chamor, d'ch'siv behen bia. Tefillin, and redeeming the firstborn donkey, peter chamor, the Torah says that you're going to do these things when you go into the land of Israel. Pasuk says, Kadesh li kol b'char petel kol rechem v'haya ki yiviyacha Hashem. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, v'haya l'chal la'os al yadech l'zikaron b'ninecha. You'll have tefillin. When you go into Israel, you'll have tefillin. So if the definition of tliya ba'aretz means something that the Torah describes doesn't happen when we go into Israel, then guess what? Tefillin would be a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz and would only be observed in Eretz Yisrael. And that's ridiculous. And we know, again, Bein Baretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, we know that these things are observed even in Chutz La'aretz. So that can't be pshat. So I'm Rav Yehuda HaHachik, I'm Rav Yehuda says, no, this is what it means to say. Kol mitzvah she'chovas haguf. Any mitzvah that's a chiyuv on your body. Shabbos, Tefillin, Avodah Zarah, Petach Hamar, Bris Milah, Arayos. It's about you. You must do this, you can't do that. No heges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Those are observed everywhere. But chovas karka, any mitzvah that is about the land, like trumos, maestros, chala, leket, shichcha, peya, eina no heges ala ba'aretz. Those mitzvahs are only observed in Eretz Yisrael. Good, so main point number one, mitzvos atlius ba'aretz, which means agricultural mitzvahs, are only observed in Israel. But chovas haguf, mitzvahs that are on the body, that are on us, are observed everywhere. Ask the Gemara Mina Nimili. How do I know this distinction between agricultural mitzvahs and non-agricultural mitzvahs? The Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that says as follows. It's going to darshan a pasuk, and it's going to take each phrase of the pasuk and say that it's referring to something else. So here's how we darshan. Eila hachukim. That's a quote from the pasuk. The words eila hachukim, elu, those words refer to hamidrashos, things that are darshaned from the Torah that aren't written explicitly in the Torah. Then the pasuk says, we quote, vehamishpatim. That's the quote. So what's that referring to? Elu hadinim. These are the things that are explicit in the Torah. And then the next phrase in the pasuk, Asher Tishmarun, that's referring to Zomishnah. That's referring to learning Torah. Next word in the pasuk, La'asos, Zomaisa, that's referring to fulfilling mitzvahs. Next word in the pasuk, Ba'aretz, you should put the words in the pasuk in quote, Ba'aretz. So, Yachal, Kol Mitzvahs Kulam Lo Yinogen El Ba'aretz. We might have thought that Ba'aretz is telling us that all the things we just mentioned, all of the mitzvahs in the Torah only are observed Va'aretz, which is where? In Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Lomer. That's why the pasuk says, and we quote, next phrase, Kol hayamim asher atem chayim ala adama. All the days that you live wherever you live, anywhere that you live. Well, wait a second. V'ikal hayamim, if we're going to use that phrase of Kol hayamim, Yachal yunahagim bein baretz bein mechutz laretz, I would think that everything is observed everywhere. Tamalomer ba'aretz. That's why the pasuk also says ba'aretz. Tell me that certain things are only observed in Israel. So what do we have over here? We have two competing phrases. One phrase ba'aretz that tells you Eretz Yisrael, and one phrase Kol hayamim that tells you everywhere. So achar shariba hakasuv umiyet. Since we have the pasuk telling me anywhere, riba, it's telling me that it applies anywhere. Umiyet, and also a pasuk that's telling me limited only in Israel. We should use what the Torah is discussing, the topic the Torah is discussing, as a model to figure out what the rule is. And what's the Torah discussing? We continue the quote. Abed ta abdun es kalamakomos asher avdushan. The Torah is discussing destroying all the Avodah Zarahs and the places of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. So we darsh, ma avodas kochavim shi miyuchedas shi chavas agov. Just like Avodah Zarah is on me, it's not on the land. V'noheges bein baretz bein mechutz laretz, and therefore I have to destroy Avodah Zarah everywhere. Av kol shi chavas agov, noheges bein baretz bein mechutz laretz. So too, anything that's a mitzvah on the guf, observed everywhere. That's where we derive that rule from, period. Good? All we did so far is we defined what is a mitzvah tliya baretz, what is a mitzvah shein tliya baretz, and how we know that rule that agricultural mitzvahs apply in Israel and non-agricultural mitzvahs apply everywhere. Now we move on to the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, chutz min ha'orla v'ha'klayim, that there are two exceptions to the rule. Orla and klayim are agricultural mitzvahs, yet what do we know about orla and klayim?
We do them
everywhere. So, and then Rabbi Elazar says, even chadash. So the Gemara is going to question, what did Rabbi Elazar mean when he said, even chadash? Ibayilhu. Rabbi Elazar lekula palig or lechumra palig? Is Rabbi Elazar coming to be more lenient or is he coming to be more strict? Meaning, is he saying that chadash only applies in Israel? And unlike the Tanakhama who thinks chadash applies everywhere, Tanakhama may think that Orla Klayim and chadash are exceptions. And Rabbi Elazar is saying, no, chadash is not an exception. Chadash only applies in Israel. Oluchumra palig. Or does the Tanakhama think there are only two exceptions, Orla and Klayim? And Rabbi Elazar is saying that even Chadash is an exception, and Chadash would apply everywhere. So says the Gemara, L'chumra palig v'hachi kamar. If you can say he's arguing L'chumra, this is how to read Rabbi Elazar. This is how to read the Mishnah. Tanakama, v'hachi kamar Tanakama. This is what the Tanakama means to say. Chutz mina orlo mina klayim dilchsa gemirila. That orlo and klayim, there's hilchsa gemirila. What does hilchsa gemirila mean? That it is a halacha. Lemoshe Misinai, that those mitzvahs are going to apply everywhere. And Alvagav Dika Lememar, Chovas Karkahi. So even though you might say, well, those are agricultural mitzvahs, nevertheless, they still apply everywhere. Aval Chadash, but the Tanakhama would say, when it comes to Chadash, Ba'aretz in, B'chutz La'aretz lo. Which means? Only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. My taima, why is Chadash only in Eretz Yisrael? After all, the Torah says that you should observe Chadash b'chol moshvo seichem. That implies wherever you are. So says the Gemara, no, what it means is Moshav la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. When the Torah says b'chol Moshav seichem, it means that even in Eretz Yisrael, we only start observing Chadash after Yerusha v'yeshiva, after the 14 years that it took to actually get and settle the land of Israel. But it still only applies in Israel. That's the way the Tanakhama is saying it. Also, Rabbi Eliezer, remember, then Rabbi Eliezer comes and argues and he says, Af Chadash Noig Bein Baris, Bein Bechutz Laretz. That Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, he thinks Chadash applies everywhere. My Taima, why? Where does he get that from? Because he looks at that same word, Moshav Seichem, and he says, Moshav Bekal Makom Shatem Yoshvin. Moshav means everywhere, it means wherever you happen to be settled. Doesn't mean only in Israel, it means wherever you happen to be settled. So the Tanakhama would be saying that Chadash applies only in Israel. What does he do with B'chol Moshav Seichem? What does the Tanakhama do with B'chol Moshav Seichem? It's talking about after the years of settling the land, that's when it starts. But it's only in Israel. Rabbi Loza says, no, B'chol Moshav Seichem means the laws of Chadash apply everywhere. That's one possible reading of the Mishnah. Odil Malakula Palag. Or maybe Rabbi Loza is actually trying to be more lenient. V'ha'chi kamer Tanakhama, and this is what the Tanakhama is saying. Chutz min ha'orla v'aklayim dilchsa gemirila. That orla and klayim apply everywhere because it's halacha l'moshe misina that they apply everywhere. V'kol shekein chadash. And for sure chadash applies everywhere. Why for sure chadash? Demoshav. Kol makam shatim yoshim mashma. Because it says moshav, and moshav implies everywhere. So maybe that's what the Tanakhama holds, that the Tanakhama is saying Chadash applies everywhere. Then Asar Rav Lazar Lameimar, V'Asar Rav Lazar Lameimar, Rav Lazar comes along and says, Chadash ain't a noeg ela ba'aretz. Chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. De Moshav la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. Because Moshav implies, not everywhere, it implies that the din only starts after Yerusha v'yeshiva, after we settle the land of Israel. Umay af, and what's Rabbi Lezer saying when he says even chadash? Akamaisa. He's saying that chadash should be the same as the rule, as every other agricultural mitzvah. That's what he means, even chadash. Even chadash should be like every other agricultural mitzvah. So basically, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, we're not sure whether the Tanakhama thinks chadash applies everywhere, and Rabbi Lezer thinks it applies only in Israel, or the Tanakhama thinks it applies only in Israel, and Rav Lazar thinks it applies everywhere. Whoever holds it applies only in Israel will say that Moshav Seichem means what? After Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Whoever holds that it applies everywhere will say Moshav Seichem means wherever you are, wherever you live. So that's the question. Says Gemara Tashma, let's bring a raya. The Amar Abaye. Abaye once commented, Man Tana de Palgalei de Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah? So by figuring out who the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Lezer, who Abaye identifies as the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Lezer, we're going to see how Abaye must have understood Rabbi Eliezer. And then we'll have answered our question about what Rabbi Eliezer actually holds. So who's the guy that disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Yishmael. It is Rabbi Yishmael, Ditanya, because there is a brisa that tells us that when it comes to Nesachim, the various wines, oils, libations they pour on the Mizbeach, Raisa teaches us, L'lamdecha, it uses the word Moshav Seichem over there also to teach you, Shakal Makom Shnemar B'Moshav, wherever the word Moshav is used, Einu Ela La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva Div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds, the word Moshav does not mean wherever you are. The word Moshav means after we've already settled the land of Israel. And that's the guy who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, which means Rabbi Eliezer thinks the word Moshav means anywhere, which means Rabbi Lezer holds Chadash applies everywhere, right? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Shmuel, how can you say the word Moshav means that it only starts applying after we settle the land of Israel? Hare Shabbos shenemra bo Moshavos. By Shabbos it also uses the word Moshav. V'nohagas bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. And Shabbos applies where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. So Amar Leh, Rabbi Shmuel said back to Rabbi Kiva, Shabbos Kal V'Chomer Asya. Shabbos we know applies everywhere from a Kal V'Chomer. Because Ma Mitzvos Kalos Nohagos Bein Baretz Bein B'Chutz La'aretz, if small mitzvos apply everywhere, Shabbos Chamira Lo Kol Shekein, Shabbos which is a very chamur dika mitzvah. It's a very strict mitzvah, a very serious mitzvah. All the more so applies everywhere. Now, that's the conversation that happened. We're going to bring a raya from that conversation now. Mita amra Abaye mantana de polgaled Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yishmael. From the fact that Abaye says Rabbi Yishmael is the guy who argues on Rabbi Eliezer, Shema mina Rabbi Elazar l'chumra poli. It must be that Rabbi Elazar goes l'chumra and holds a chadash applies everywhere. Shema mina, that's the raya. So Rabbi Yishmael holds that it applies everywhere. So we're going to stop there. Let's make the second main point. Second main point is the Gemara was not sure whether the Tanakhama applies Chadash everywhere and Rabbi Elazar only in Israel or vice versa. But it proves, it ultimately proves, that Rabbi Elazar is the one that applies it everywhere. Rabbi Elazar is the one that applies Chadash everywhere, even in Chutz La'aretz.